bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Christina, you're deathly terrified because one of your greatest fears has come true. Not to you, but to somebody else.
It's horrible. It happened to Queen Bee.
Which, for those who don't know it is, no, even though it is hay fever season, we're not talking about pollen and bees. We're talking about such a fierce Beyonce herself.
Yes, Beyonce Knowles. Something happened to her that is one of my greatest fears. And it's not like falling over. It's something worse.
Yeah, if you've still got your ears, listen up, because this is a Triple Threat podcast.
Something happened to Queen Bee overnight.
Yep.
That is one of my greatest fears coming true.
Okay.
Greatest fears.
Is it being captured in a compromising photo while you're doing a crump dance move that circulated viral a couple of years ago?
Yes. You know I don't dance, so yeah. That's impossible. She was performing at a concert and she had an injury. But she continued.
Yeah.
Because she, well, that's why she's Queen Bee.
That's Sasha Fierce, isn't it?
She's Sasha Fierce. I never really understood that.
Neither do I. Sasha Fierce. I just roll with it. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool name.
It's very fierce. She was bleeding from her earlobe because an earring was yanked and it ripped her earlobe hole.
Oh.
Open.
Oh.
I know.
Look.
Oh, okay. So
I don't have any sympathy for her, really, because I always look at situations like these, you know, where fashion becomes ahead of, you know, comfort or practicality even. It's just ludicrous. The objects that she wears, anybody who wears giant earrings, if you're flicking your head from side to side in some obtuse movements, you're putting yourself in that situation.
You don't understand, Jess. You've never worn earrings. So I got my ears pierced before I was even one. I think I was 9 months. Such an ethnic thing to do. And I've worn earrings ever since I can remember. And in maybe like the 90s, I went through this big phase of wearing really heavy earrings.
Yeah.
It was all about like chunky earrings and all of the hoops, so many hoops.
Getting the dangly lobes.
I have dangly lobes. I have actually gotten my ear pierced a second time so I can take some of the pressure off the dangly lobes.
Well, just even it up.
Yeah, it's actually, like, you can't see because I'm wearing headphones, but it's actually a problem. Like, I don't wear big earrings anymore because I'm paranoid that I'm about to rip my lobes. What happens if you rip a lobe? Do they just sew it back together?
I don't know.
Front desk lady Serena might know. She's a vet. I don't know if it happens to animals.
I don't know how many dogs are getting their ears pierced, though, Christina.
She's the closest we have to a medical professional.
And our resident medical expert, aka front desk lady Serena, has...
Medical, sure.
I'm trying to pump up your tires here, but you've got an answer for us on whether if you do rip your earlobe, it can be repaired.
Yeah, you just sew it back together. It's like anything else that you cut yourself.
It's not a shirt. Like, it's an earlobe.
Yeah, but things heal.
Yeah, but...
The body will try to heal. If you don't sew it back together, you'll get two little flappy things.
Oh, more room for piercing.
Two little flappy.
Can you imagine that? A little butt, like, they look like little butt cheeks on your ear.
So, do you think that if you were to sew it back together, you could go back to wearing earrings? Like, not straight away, but...
Yeah, you could. Might have to. I don't know whether you would have to re-pierce because there would be that little hole that is still just a hole, and that wouldn't heal back together.
Well, you wouldn't have to pierce it. You just sew it like really, yes, really close together, and just miss that middle bit. See, well, there
exactly,
you go.
Yeah.
You're saving on re-piercing.
Exactly. If you want to get those plugs in, that's the quick way, isn't it?
Yeah. Just cut it and sew up a little bit of it. Perfect. Problem solved.
So I can actually wear earrings and not be too stressed.
So we've got the exclusive.
Well, it depends
now.
How often you want to sew up your ears.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.